The following account is written at the command of my master, Bosk of Port Car, the great merchant, and I think one of the warriors. My name was Eleanor Brinton. I had been independently wealthy. There is much I do not understand. Let others find what meaning they can in this narrative. I gather that my story is neither as unique nor as strange as it may seem. By the standards of Earth, I was regarded as extremely beautiful. Yet on this world, I am a 15 gold piece girl, more lovely than many, yet far excelled by many whose stunning beauty I can only envy. I was purchased for the kitchens of the House of Bosk. Traders, I have learned, ply the slave routes between this world and Earth. Women, among other goods, are acquired and brought to the markets of this strange world. If you are beautiful and desirable, you may fear. Apparently, they may do what they wish. Yet I think there are perhaps worse fates that might befall a woman than to be brought to this world, even as a prize of men. My master has told me not to describe this world in great detail. I do not know why that is, but I shall not do so. He has told me to narrate primarily what has occurred to me, and he has asked me to put down my thoughts and particularly my emotions. I wish to do so. Indeed, even if I did not wish to do so, I would have to obey. Suffice it then to say but little of my background and condition. I was expensively educated, if not well educated. I endured a succession of lonely years at boarding schools, and later at one of the finest women's colleges in the northeastern portion of the United States. These years seemed to me now oddly empty, even frivolous. I had had no difficulty in obtaining fine grades. My intelligence, it seems to me, was good, but even when my work seemed to me inferior, it was rated highly, as indeed was that of my sorority sisters. Our parents were wealthy, and substantial grants to the schools and colleges were often made following our graduations. Also, I had never found men, and many of my instructors were such, hard to please. Indeed, they seemed eager to please me. I was failed in one course, in French. My instructor in this case was a woman. The dean of students, as was his wont in such circumstances, refused to accept the grade. I took a brief examination with another instructor, a male, naturally, and the grade became an A. I sometimes recollect with amusement the dean of students, the other instructor, my many other instructors, and so many others. How they strove to please me. And I recall, too, the men of Earth. How they strove to please women. Did they think the women respected them for that? Now, recalling such things, I laugh with chagrin. Here, things are much reversed, and for women such as I, absolutely so. Here we, or women such as I, must strive, and strive desperately, to please men. Men, our masters. The woman resigned from the school that spring. I was sorry, but she should have known better. As a rich girl, I had little difficulty in making friends. I was extremely popular. I do not recall anyone to whom I could talk. My holidays I preferred to spend in Europe. I could afford to dress well, and I did. My hair was always as I wanted it, even when it appeared, deceptively, as most charmingly neglected. A bit of ribbon, a color on an accessory, the proper shade of expensive lipstick, the stitching on a skirt, the quality of leather in an imported belt and matching shoes. Nothing was unimportant. When pleading for an extension for an overdue paper, I would wear scuffed loafers, blue jeans, and a sweatshirt, and hair ribbon. I would at such times smudge a bit of ink from a typewriter ribbon on my cheek and fingers. I would always get the extra time I needed. I did not, of course, do my own typing. Usually, however, I wrote my own papers. It pleased me to do so. I liked them better than those I could purchase. One of my instructors, from whom I had won an extension in the afternoon, did not recognize me the same evening when he sat some rows behind me at a chamber music performance at the Lincoln Center.